With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump addressing a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania at this hour. It's the same venue where he was shot and wounded 2 months ago. He's calling on those who gathered to remember the firefighter who lost his life on that bad day.
Every father and husband in America hopes that if the time came, we would have what Corey had. Tremendous courage, tremendous guts, and he wanted to protect his family, and he did protect his family. At this time, it is 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began. I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence.
Well, tropical storm Milton has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. The word now from the National Hurricane Center is not encouraging at all. Forecasters say Milton will likely strengthen into a full-fledged hurricane and bring with it life-threatening impacts to the portions of Florida's west coast sometime next week. Also, at srnnews.com, correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on the new deadly attacks on Beirut and other parts of Lebanon.
Beirut's southern suburbs were hit by a dozen Israeli airstrikes, including one badly damaging a hall used by Hezbollah for ceremonies. At least six people lost their lives in the most recent attacks, which also hit areas in southern and eastern Lebanon, as well as a refugee camp in the north. Despite Israeli strikes on a key border crossing between the neighboring countries, which left huge craters in the roads, thousands are continuing to enter Syria on foot. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Well, medical authorities in Congo have now started vaccinations against mpox 2 months after the disease outbreak spread to several other African countries. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some rather unusual thoughts when it comes to sex ed.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lower House of Russia's parliament giving approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian kids by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before then being sent to the upper house and finally to President Putin. This is SRN News. South Carolina setting a date of November 1st for the date of the next execution.
The state ramping up use of the death penalty after a 13-year pause. Richard Moore was sentenced to death in the September 1999 killing of convenience store clerk James Mahoney. The 59-year-old Moore will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. South Carolina restarted its death chamber last month after a long pause caused by the expiration of its lethal injection drugs. A shield law and a change in the drugs used has given the state a new supply. John Scott reporting.
Oil prices climbing this week as unrest in the Middle East escalated. Now, a jump in prices automatically spurs fear of a spike in gasoline as well. But experts see reasons that may not happen. Long-term expectation among market watchers for oil prices to actually go lower. More details at srnnews.com.